Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/deadworkersparty. Over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Also, this podcast is made possible by MC Pro Hosting, the leader in Minecraft server hosting. Get your server today at mcprohosting.com.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I want to do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
Shaft, episode 179, recorded on April 17th, 2014.
Hey, I'm Brent Copeland.
And hello, I'm Eric Fullerton.
Well, hi there, I'm Afro Monkey.
And I am Maz from Extreme Beyond.
Awesome, we're all here.
Yes.
Again.
Call me Joss.
And
who called this meeting?
Feels like it was just a week ago.
Our guest today is Dick Clark. He can no longer be with us. So it's just us.
So wait, last minute fill in. Tupac is here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Biggie Smalls.
Well, Tupac's hologram is here.
Yeah, it's hologram.
Oh, cool.
I am Tupac. I am Tupac. Welcome me to the show.
Welcome to the show,
Mr. Pac.
Mr. Shaker.
I think we've already hit the bottom of the barrel in this episode.
Okay.
It's a new record, I think.
Thank you and good night. Let's get out of here while we're ahead.
Yes. Yeah, so
possibly get worse.
So what have we got today for everybody?
Oh, we got lots. We got news.
Yes.
We got talking about what happened last week. Also,
yeah.
Contributions from the listeners.
Yep.
Oh.
We also have Excavation Station.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Credits.
Credits.
Very good.
Credits.
Credits.
And then Tupac's going
really
to do a little.
Credits.
He's going to do a little secret, a little special something for us at the end of the show.
Straight from Coachella.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
With Dick Clark.
Big thanks to Sweet Ghost Girl, who was an individual sponsor for the show, left no message.
Well, the message was no message. Have a great show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so thank you.
I think that technically qualifies as a message.
Yeah, I think it does. Yeah. I think it does.
Yeah.
The message.
So good message there.
Thank you very much.
If you want to sponsor a show, you can always go to deadworkers.com/sponsor. Like the fine gentlemen's at bluethrust.com did. Have y'all been there yet? Have y'all taken a look? Looky-see?
No.
Blue Thrust.
What is that?
Y'all
what
need to
it?
Take a look at it. So Blue Thrust is basically a CMS or a content management system for websites. You can build your own like gaming website there.
Oh, yeah, the gaming
community websites. Yes.
I was going to say, I thought y'all...
I was just opening it up for you to explain to our beautiful listeners what exactly a Blue Thrust is, because it does sound a little bit like something you shouldn't Google at home.
Yeah.
Well, it's Blue Thrust Clan Scripts, and they're on version 4 right now, so they're adding new stuff all the time. So take a look at it. Let them know we sent you. I think we might even have a code there for you or not. Yes, use the Shaft, and you'll get 10% off.
Very cool if you want to create your own online community and website for things. It's mm-hmm. good times.
Also, good for gaming, for squads. Also, tournaments. You can manage tournaments and things like that, which is cool for those who play Smite, perhaps.
Yeah. You can schedule events, too. So, mm-hmm. If you want to have a tournament, say,
mm-hmm.
just schedule it up. They'll do all the tournaments, and you can set up teams or individuals. A bunch of pool, random, or custom seating options built in there. So take a good look and let us know what you think about it. Sign up for a month or two and see how it goes.
Give it a whirl.
Speaking of giving it a whirl, you know what I like to do in my off time, Eric?
What?
I'd like to sit on my toilet and just flush it.
That sounds fun.
Or okay. Give it a whirl.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was wrong.
Huh?
I think we just hit the bottom of the barrel.
Oh, yeah, we definitely did.
No. We're swimming to the bottom of this barrel. I think. Do you swim to the bottom of the barrel or
like sink,
what is in the barrel? I think we need to establish that first.
Okay. Barrels can contain many different things. They can contain, like, fish.
But what is this barrel we're trying to get to the bottom of? What is it filled with?
I think poo water.
I was going to say something.
I don't want to get to the bottom of that barrel then.
Well, you need to stop trying.
Rage flipping it over or something like that.
Yeah.
No.
Rage flip.
Rage flip.
Rage this.
Our journey.
So good. What have we been doing? I'm going to tell you. I've been up to so much this week. I tell you what, it's been pretty intense.
I'll tell you what.
Firstly, episode 5 of The End of Files is out, and I watched it because I'm in it, and that's always a good time. But
did I go too crazy in it this time?
No, I actually learned something from the Info Dragon.
He teaches you a little something about Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's some pop culture facts in it. There's some facts about Brent,
yeah,
which I didn't know and am all the wiser for knowing. But the main thing that tickled my fancy was I learned about horse leads. You can use them to drag them across deep water, the horses.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that. And that's really handy. So what a great show.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. You all did a good job.
Thanks.
We all did a good job in that one.
Yeah.
It was a little shorter than most, but that was just how it, you know, when you record a bunch at one time, it just sometimes ends up that way.
Mm-hmm.
But the next episode will actually be full frame without the web cameras.
Oh.
This episode was the one where my computer crashed.
Yeah.
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 But it's good times.
Yeah. We went off on your computer in this one.
Excellent. Yes.
But yeah, but this week we, you were talking about leads, and that's when I learned about leads too, because we all got together again this week. Last week, was it?
Last week,
yeah.
Yeah, spoiler alert, for more horsing around. And also on my channel, in my Minecraft series called Survivors, myself and Spud get on some horse action as well, and do a bit of breeding in the coming days, a bit of horse intercourse that rhymes.
Is that husbandry?
Is it animal husbandry?
I believe it is.
I'm full of facts, baby. Full of facts.
You're full of some facts.
And the dragons.
So, do you like horses better now, Mass? Because you used to hate
them. I still hate them. And, my horse Jethro in my show gets up to some shenanigans. I'll probably tell you about it next week because that's by the time the episode comes out. So stay tuned, but it's exciting times coming ahead. I've also been playing some Hearthstone with Mr. at Brent Copeland.
Yes.
The first episode of that went up today.
I need to get to editing, don't I?
Yeah, at some point. But that's all right. I've got plenty of other stuff to put up, but you can check that out on my channel. Brent and I playing some Hearthstone. I forget it was that long ago. What happened?
Well, and it just came out on the iPad too. So
yeah, I saw that. That's exciting. Have you given that a whirl yet?
Yeah, I did. It plays just like normal, and first time you play it, you get a free pack of cards. So
sweet.
And you were also a guest on my podcast, the 8-Bits podcast, and we talked about all sorts of video games, and it was great fun.
So, yeah. I get to feel what it's like from the other side. Like,
be a guest,
just kind of looking in, and it's like, oh, man, they're all three having lots of fun, and I'm just sitting all by myself. I'm
all by myself in a darkened room with a jar full of moonshine.
Yeah, I was moonshining it up.
Yeah.
A little apple pie moonshine with some cherries.
Sounds
so, so glad you can still see today.
Yeah.
So you can check out that podcast on my channel as well, Extreme Beyond. And the next couple of eps, we're going to have the Afro and Eric, if they will be so kind as to attend.
Good luck on that one.
All right, Ian.
That's my week. Hectic.
Nice.
So what are you up to, Afro?
Not a lot. Been doing a lot of stuff at work. But at AfroMonkey, episode 1 comes out this coming Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. You've been waiting for that one.
Yes.
For like about a month now.
Yeah. and basically, I'm just doing various projects to help us gather resources to fight the Ender Dragon.
Yeah, and I can't wait to see it because, like, I haven't been back to the village at all in, like, a month. Like, yeah. I said, like, since we left, not to give anything away. So it'll be interesting to kind of see what you've done without actually
I didn't actually build it. It's on another hill beside the village. So it's not interfering with the village. You know, I didn't corrupt your villagers.
It's ours. This is our village now.
That's what you say now, but...
until you F up
one of my villagers.
Yeah.
All of
When Rufus comes telling me what you did, I'll know.
Rufus.
But that's pretty much it. I'm planning on recording some more of those in the coming days.
Awesome.
Yes. I don't know why I'm talking like this.
I don't either.
So smooth.
So everybody's kind of hit on kind of everything I've been up to. I've been also I've got a book ready to send out for one of our winners. It's in a box. I'm actually going to use the loot crate boxes. I'm like, what? That's so much easier than like having to go buy a box.
Someone's going to be so excited. They're like, my loot crate is here. It's like, oh, it's a book.
Well, then I should put in like an ad in there, right? To use our lootcrate.com/deadworkers. And then they'll be like, well, might as well buy it from this. But since it's kind of late, I threw in a couple download cards for the album and a Minecraft sticker. And then I just peed all over it and closed it up and got it all ready for send out.
You're such a great guy.
I am. I'm giving a little piece of me.
Did you autograph it?
I did, in yellow pee.
Cool. Excellent.
So, no, it was autographed by the writers, actually. They autographed all these books. I don't know if y'all noticed that.
I meant autograph your pee.
No, I didn't. Oh, but okay. So the next winner will get it definitely autographed in yellow writing. Cool. Skywriting, as we like to call it.
It's an empty moonshine jar full of your urine.
So got that ready. Also went on a Shaftlands to see how that's going. Obviously, Kevin, our good friend Nivik Ayres, hasn't been back because his house is still full of glass. So I'm still waiting for him to find that little fun bit.
Yeah. Griefer.
But that's about it. That's about it. How about you, Eric?
Playing with you guys with horses a lot in Ender Files. Okay. And also this week I've been, since I've been back from the Smite tournament, I've been pretty busy, working on the tournament launch video. It's on our channel that you probably have already seen because you all watch our videos, right?
Watch every one of them.
Yeah. Right?
Twice.
But other than that, working on a lot of like assets and bumpers and segments and all this stuff for our relaunch of On Smite. We do a podcast about Smite, and it's season 2, episode 1. It's going to be going on right after this show, and it's also going to be on our channel. It gets released on the same day the Shaft gets released on our channel. And on iTunes and all that good stuff. So I've been busy with that. And then now I can finally get back to that Minecraft song that I've been working on for, I don't even know. I think I started this song like a year ago or something. Mm-hmm. Wrote the lyrics. The music's done. If you've been watching the show, you probably heard me talk about this like so long ago. But now that all this other stuff is kind of cleared out, and we're kind of on a roll now with both Ender Files and Deadly Orbit, everything's just, you know, chugging right along pretty good. So now I can finish this song.
Finish the song.
It's going to be a killer.
Hopefully that's
working. Please never do that again.
I think you'd like to do that at home, but next Tuesday I think we're going to come and record and maybe work on some other songs that we've got going too. So
yes.
Hopefully there'll be like Music May.
Yeah.
B.
Music may be. Nice, I like that. It's awesome. So, cool. Anyway, yeah, lots of good stuff in the works. Yes, sirree. Woo!
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
Today in the news...
I don't know what's going on.
Oh, God.
I died. Oh, I'm back.
We've lost him.
I'm back.
So, this segment is sponsored by computercamps.com. This is the Imagination Computer Camps. And they have a summer camp right now for the Minecraft Extreme Camp. And it's for teenagers who want to learn to code in Java while creating original mods for Minecraft. They're offering the Minecraft Extreme Camp at Bentley University, which is near Boston. So not only do you get Minecraft, but you get a little bit of Boston.
Some Boston.
Yeah. Boston.
Boston.
Boston's a fine city.
Wow, that was a weird one, Maz. I'm not sure if that was quite Boston. That was like East Australian Boston, I think.
Boston. Yeah. I could get Boston. I got some coffee here. Is that Boston?
Man, it's almost like Brooklyn now.
Coffee. Yeah.
It's weird. Coffee.
I don't know where that's from. Like, that's just bizarre.
I'm getting verklempt something. But they have a 2-week sleepover camp, and it will bring together Minecraft enthusiasts from all over America and even foreign countries. So go check it out at computercamps.com. They offer more than 2-week camps. Pretty much you can spend the whole summer there if you can talk your parents into it. And these guys have been around for a long time, so it's not just some fly overnight. Is that
fly by night?
Fly by night. I knew the phrase was absolutely
over
incorrect.
Or under. Yeah.
Under fly by night. They're not new, folks. They're here. They're here to stay, and they're here to teach
they know
you
what they're doing.
Your teenagers how to program. So great stuff. I want to go. I'm talking, trying to talk them into letting us shoot a commercial so we can go up there and like spend 2 weeks at the camp. Cool. And
yeah.
Well, we could do the show live at the camp. How awesome would that be?
Yeah.
Canoes.
Right? That'd be cool.
Yeah, they're probably not going to go for that.
Probably not. But we'll see. So, but besides that, we do have some fabulous news to talk about today.
That's right.
The Minecraft PS3 edition is getting a physical disc release next month, and it has lovely box art.
It does. So this is a how big is Minecraft now? Is it it's under 100 megs, surely, right? Yeah. It's like 30 megs or something.
It's like 3 megs.
And but now you can own it on a Blu-ray disc.
Yeah.
So
very efficient, very efficient.
So do you think the boxing and all that? Well, like I say, it's tough to do a box if they did like a flash drive. But I think that's so much cooler, like putting your stuff on a flash drive, because then it's reusable.
Mm-hmm.
And they can have like their logo on it, and they could be like, take your world with you. You know, like install it off this,
right?
And then take it with you when you go to your friends, and you'll have your maps on the.
Oh, yeah.
That makes too much sense.
It does. Yeah. But see, I'm kind of wondering.
I guess PS4, you couldn't do that, but anyway.
PS4, PS3 has a physical disc and also a PS Vita. So I'm wondering, is this for. Okay. Let me break it on down.
Break it on down.
So if this is for people without internet access, I understand. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you put that disc in, it's going to want you to update. Because
that's what
Minecraft gets updates
do,
all the time, right? So without internet, how would you even? I don't understand.
Well, but see, this is the console world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so run it off the disk and then save like less on your hard drive, so you have more hard drives. Because don't they run out a lot faster than PCs?
Well, I think also the fact that if you don't have internet, then the console won't know that there's an update available.
Okay, so you're just stuck at that.
You're just stuck at that until you can find an internet connection.
So that might be viable.
Yeah. How long has it been since you've bought a game on a console or your computer? Whenever you put the disc in, it basically takes you to the internet and makes you download 20 gigs anyway.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, don't put games on discs anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time for me, too. And plus, I mean, and it's not an excuse to say, well, I have an Xbox. Well, you download games on Xbox too and PS4s. You know, I mean, it's the online store.
Yeah, but it's
yeah.
I mean, this is basically for people.
Some people like having it on the shelf.
Well, yeah, I think that's a big marketing thing, right? Like, even if you just put like, I guess they don't want the download code like in the box, right? Because some people do that and you feel kind of ripped off.
Yeah.
So now this can go in every store in the world that sells computer things. Just sitting up there with all the stuff. People are buying gifts for birthdays, holidays, whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're like, what's this?
Minecraft.
Yeah. And also like
12 million.
With it being on the shelf, it's a good impulse buy type situation. Someone walks by and, like you said, buying a gift, and they see Minecraft. Like, I've heard of Minecraft. I think my kids will like that, and they pick it up.
Yeah.
And then they find out their kids probably already own it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to get this one, and we're going to play it and do a Let's Play on it.
Let's Play on the PS4?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So it comes out May 14th, and no idea what the price is, because the articles that I looked up, I don't see any prices, but you know, you wouldn't think it would
$49.95.
You wouldn't think it would be $60 or anything like that. But
no.
But anyway, that's that, and that's cool. Also, Mojang did a live stream with brand new footage of Minecraft Pocket Edition 0.9.0 with extra special insight from the devs. You can watch the recorded stream on Mojang's YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/teammojang.
Did anybody watch this?
I watched a little. I kind of skimmed through it because I'm not really a Pocket Edition player, so I wasn't real sure of what was...
That's why I didn't watch it either.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched it until they started doing the whole chopping down trees by holding the finger on it, and then it slowed, and I was like, okay, that's when I'm pretty much done playing it too on the iPad and stuff. I'm like, yeah, okay.
No, yeah.
Give me the keyboard.
Yeah.
Give me the keyboard. So we don't know what the cool stuff is, do we? The extra special insight from the devs.
No, but you can go to their channel and watch the stream, the playback. In fact, I think they have two videos on it, which is a cool thing for any developer to do, to let you in on what's going on and what they're talking about and what's going to be in the game later. So I thought that was cool. And lastly, this
Did you guys ever see the documentary for The Last of Us?
No, but we were in the Minecraft documentary.
No, but what...
But, like, when devs are doing these, like, inside look at us making a game thing, I really find it really interesting, and I'd love to see that kind of stuff more often from developers, like the process they're going through to make games. I want to see a breakdown of the new Mario Kart 8, for instance. That would just be awesome. Anyway.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
It's more of an indie thing to do, but yeah.
Right, yeah. Just kind of found this on Kotaku. I don't know really if it's news per se. It's more of a sighting, I guess. But this is Minecraft Worlds 3D printed. They're amazing. And this article shows a lot of photos of this entire world that's been printed out piece by piece and assembled. And it's really cool to see this entire thing where you were once just walking around and placing blocks, and all of a sudden it's like this world that you could put on a table that takes your entire table. It's like a big world, full color and everything. Yeah. I mean, we've all seen, you know, printouts and stuff. In fact, we have some cool printouts of our characters and stuff in game, but I've never seen like this amount of printing before ever.
It's cool. It's like a Warhammer map.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You could play a game with this, right?
See, and to me, this is where like Lego needs to step up with Mojang and this printing technology and like figure out a way to like take this printing to figure out which blocks you would need to recreate it, and then throw all those blocks in a bag and sell it as a nice Minecraft set.
Yeah.
Instead of the sets they do now.
Horrible
the Lego ones.
Yeah. Horrible amateurish looking. Oh, God. Get me started on like
started on that. Geez.
Yeah, and maybe we'll see more of this like at MineCon, because you know they had those big displays this year at MineCon, but or last year, but these are kind of cooler.
Yeah, definitely. Very cool stuff there, and that was the news.
Listener contributions. Oh, we had something to play instead of that.
Thanks for that.
Just kidding. Okay. The one I played, just kidding.
Wow, the shaft. Would this happen to be the listener contributions line?
Absolutely not.
Was that the brown note? Because if not, I need to go to the bathroom again.
This brown note? I ever dropped a brown note in his pants.
Oh, man. That was pretty awesome.
Thanks, JBJ.
JBJ Blaze, always sending us weird stuff, and it's always awesome. And so we got the first one here from Not Gold Joe 10.
I was wondering, I know you've played DayZ, but have you played MineZ? You can find it on multiple servers. If you do play, please record.
And we did a whole series on this, actually.
Yeah, and actually, the last time I played MineZ, it was with Eric, and it took us about 30 minutes to get our big group all together with a bunch of people that we knew that were just following us around. And then we climbed to the top of a tower, and we were looking around, and suddenly Eric jumps off the tower, and everybody jumps after him. And I'm like, it took us 30 minutes to find each other, and you all kill yourselves?
That's the most fun in that game, though. I mean, I haven't played it in a long time, but it's like all those games like DayZ and... Like you said, it's 30 minutes of trying to find each other and get ready to play, and then you die.
Yeah.
For some stupid reason, whether it's Eric jumping off a building or some squash heads hitting you in the back with their swords.
Yeah.
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 So, that's...
And there's some great stuff. Like, we've done at least five videos maybe for Mine Z. Just do a search on YouTube for Dead Workers Mine Z. You'll find it easy. Or just go to our channel and do a search for Mine Z. But we put up a lot, and they're finally edited down to just like crazy moments and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool.
I would
cool.
like to retry Minecraft Wasteland.
Yeah.
Which is basically a take of another Arma 2 mod.
Yeah.
I still want to do the GTA. I think we would have a lot of fun at the Minecraft GTA.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Like, the GTA transcends all of those stupid killing games, right?
Yeah.
It was the first real one. And you got to steal cars.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that already.
We can totally
do that.
They need to put that into Realms, I think. Wouldn't that be an awesome Realms edition with their mini games?
Oh, yeah.
Beat up some villagers and steal their minecarts. Come on, kids.
Kick them while they're down.
Okay, let's see. Sonorous Tortoise.
Sonorous?
Tortoise. Tortoise.
Sonorous?
Turtle.
Sonorous Tortoise.
Hey, guys. Tortoise. This is that name I just said. A fellow YouTuber and extreme fan. Anyway, have you ever considered using the Buddy Cam mod for your videos? It is amazing and allows the option to display many versions of each other's screens in the corner of yours. The only reason I don't use it is most of my videos are single player. I'm also bummed about Psych ending, so yeah. I would find it extremely cool if you would use it to do something similar. Thanks, Sonorous Tortoise. But it's not Tortoise.
Oh, Tortoise.
Tortoise signing out.
So what happened at the end of Psych? That's a spoiler. I only watched the first two seasons.
Is it over?
I don't know.
I guess so. The only reason why I picked this one is because it was talking about Psych. I'm like, that was so random.
I
love Psych.
I do.
Yeah, I like it.
I do as well.
But their musical, for some reason after the musical, I stopped watching because I didn't like the musical.
Oh, I didn't know they had a musical.
Bummed about the musical because it could have been so much better. Oh. Yeah, Psych is an amazing show. You can probably watch it on Netflix, netflix.com/deadworkersparty.
Yeah.
Get that in there. Anyway, Psych's awesome show.
So, that answers your question. Psych is an excellent show. So thanks for writing in.
Yeah.
Nora's Tortoise.
But does anybody know what the Buddy mod is for videos?
Buddy Cam,
It's used to display many versions of each other people's screens in the corners.
So how do you do this?
Like, is it network? I don't know. We'll have to look into that.
Yeah,
we want to do stuff like that.
Yeah,
and that'll be good.
And it just an idea of what this is. It's a Buddy Cam Minecraft mod by Romibi, Romibi. You can find it on the Minecraft forums, which is loading up. So there it is. And I was trying to get to the pictures, but they've got a back. Does my friend have to install Buddy Cam too? No, if they don't want to see your screen, they don't have to. Why does it just work for distances less than 140 blocks? So that's a limitation there, right? Because it doesn't need any server mods, and server doesn't send that required information when further out. Is there any way to enable greater distances? If you have a server mod which sends the player entity in chunks of the viewed player to the viewing player, then perhaps. That sounds like something hard to do, right?
Yeah.
So, the last update was for 1.6, so hopefully it still works for... they're waiting for Forge to do 1.7.4. That's basically what it goes down
1.8's going to be out pretty soon.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's cool, though. Okay.
You'll have to try that out and see.
Well, thank you, Sonorous Tortoise. Sounds excellent.
The next one comes from Turd Mime.
Turd Mime!
Turd Mime, who is in the chat room.
Such a bad mime. Such a bad mime.
I realize that most of your guests are American/English, How about a call-in show just for New Zealanders? Also, we made the
pavlova. Hey, we had a show for New Zealanders, Brad.
And I will point out that, you know, yes, a lot of our guests are, you know, American.
No way!
And they speak English because that's pretty much the only language we speak.
Yeah.
Speak.
And one of our hosts is in Australia. So we are international, you know.
So, yeah. But what do New Zealanders think of Australians? Is that like the American Canada kind of relationship?
It is a little bit, yeah. So if a New Zealander becomes famous internationally or in the States, mm-hmm. we claim them as Australian. They're a bunch of sheep shaggers, unless they're cool, and then we call them Australian.
Australian. But they're sheep shaggers? If they're not cool,
Is that that? Do you call Canadian like the Canadians?
Oh yeah, we call them sheep shaggers all the time. Yeah, yeah. That's a phrase that I've never.
I think they actually. I think they actually like it that way.
Oh, yeah. What would they shag? What kind of animals do they have if they're in Canada?
Mooses.
They got moose shaggers.
You moose shaggers.
Mooses. You stupid meeses. they wow. have horses. They ride them. They're mounties.
Mounties
shaggers. We actually have a lot of Canadian listeners, so we're probably making our friends happy.
Yeah. Canadians are the best. Kiwis are great as well. I've got no problem with them because I'm not really Australian. So,
all this time I thought you were. I feel so deceived.
He's Australian American.
Australian American.
Yes.
From Boston, coffee.
Oh God. Boston.
Boston.
Boston. Boston.
That's
Boston.
A little better.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
What was the question again?
We don't know.
So the question
do we know, do we know any famous Kiwi Minecrafters?
Do we?
I don't think they exist, do they? Could you imagine?
Just, maybe this, I can't even. This guy's like the only person in New Zealand that plays Minecraft.
MC Sheep Shagger.
Quick, we're going to go kill that pig, bro. Kill the pig. What about the chickens? There's too many chickens here, bro.
Is that how New Zealanders talk?
Yeah. You'll just have to take my word for it.
Sounds
it's as
legit.
Good as my Boston accent.
So to all of our New Zealand listeners,
sorry.
I'm really sorry.
We offer no apologies.
You've got a beautiful country.
Well, should we get to the meat? The meat of the
polar
show?
Bears. Raging yeah. says they have polar bears up there in Canada.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, they had the Olympics up there.
Yeah.
They had bacon up there.
Canadian bacon.
Canadian bacon. All right, ready?
Excavation station.
All right.
Everybody's favorite. Super favorite. Most favorite in the super favorite world.
Yeah, when you get to look into the future of Minecraft, right here.
Dreams I'll say are made about, and broken right here in the Shark Tank.
I'll say at least 1% of what we're about to mention right now is going to end up into the actual game one day.
Maybe more. It depends how crappy they are today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not saying all the ideas y'all normally send in are crappy, but let's just say Maz doesn't usually... He usually kills your dreams.
Yeah.
I will, and it's nothing about you personally. It's just, if your idea is crap, I don't want to sugarcoat it. I just want to get straight down and go back to the drawing board with you, my friend. keep dreaming.
Go back to
dream
Boston.
Bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, dream
keep
bigger.
It in mind, we're not attacking you. We're attacking your ideas.
Yeah. Right. And ideas come and go like the wind.
I mean, I crapped like, earlier. Like it was a big crap, and I had probably 3 ideas while I was crapping. It was a big crap.
Yeah.
But then I flushed them away, and I haven't thought about them since. So
until just now.
Makes room for new crap.
I don't
crap.
Remember what they were, though.
But,
right?
And thanks for sharing.
You're welcome.
Can we move on?
Sharing is caring.
All right.
Sure.
All right. Okay, so the first one here is from Cassandra D.
Huh?
Or Casadania? Casadania. Something
Casadania.
Like that.
I really like how we say people's names like 48 times. It's great.
We
want to
make sure we get it right. Right?
And we still don't.
Casadania wants apples, oranges, peaches, and coconut trees, and berry bushes. Maybe some grapevines, I would assume. A whole bunch more food. What do you think about food, Maz?
We've already established we don't need any more damned food in this game. Why? They don't even say why. They say etc.
No. Well, maybe it's...
keep it coming.
I guess it is for the food, but I like the idea of the trees.
Yeah, I like the idea of there being a apple tree that has like apples growing, that I don't have to chop the tree down, and maybe an apple will appear.
Like you can pick it up.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, in the I told you Jacob and I were playing Feed the Beast together, and in that mod it has bushes. Blueberry bushes and some other bushes. I don't know, you can anyway, they're really small. But you just click on the bush if there's like a berry there, and you grab the berry, and it only heals like you got to eat like a billion of them to get your. But it's food,
yeah,
and it grows pretty fast. Like I don't know. My only reason to not put any more food in there is because
too many recipes.
It's BS. Food. Can I say BS the full word or
sure.
Will that no, make just you BS bleep? Is good. But if I said the full word, would you feel the need to bleep it out just for in future?
Sure. Yeah.
Damn. Why not? I can't say it then. But it is. Food to me is BS. It's an easy excuse to say we put this in the game, right? But it was so easy. You just added something to the database with an amount for what health and blah blah blah, and there it is, and some little bit of artwork.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, work on the ocean crap. That's what we want. Yeah. We want a huge ocean update. Put food there. Fish. Mm-hmm. We can eat
and also, the more food you shrimp. Put in, the less likely you are to work for your food by like cooking the pork or the chicken and stuff. Like, we got enough. We got fruit for the animals. We've got food for us. Just leave it. Well, stop it with the food.
And they know that, right? You know how I know they know that? They started having the villagers... pick the food, because people are like, I don't need to pick food. I got plenty of it.
Yep.
There's too much food. I don't even have to farm anymore. And the villagers are like, I'll do this for you.
Casadania. Your casa denied.
So, and if there's any more food, we need a fridge or something. Like,
yeah.
Then yeah, we're just chests throwing it in there. Even just an ice chest, right? Instead of a regular pantry. Chest.
Oh, yeah. Pantry. A pantry? Oh, yeah.
I just like saying pantry.
I can see it. Yeah. I see this grin on your face. When
How about a fridge? Would a fridge work in Minecraft?
He doesn't listen to me ever, does he?
Well, you said
he
like
literally
a pantry
just
a...
said fridge.
Oh, you did? Literally just
and then
now?
I said maybe an ice chest.
You threw me, yeah. I heard ice chest and I heard... I was thinking about stuff.
It's okay. You don't have to listen
to
me for it to matter.
Okay. So, yeah, I like your idea of fridges.
Okay.
Okay. So you cook the meat and then you store it in the fridge. Wait, but
see, I don't,
but it
I don't
lasts
like where
forever
this
anyway,
is going.
Right?
I was just about to say, I don't like where this is going, because then we're going to start getting spoiled food. Yeah. I just like a storage system that's not all the same damn chest.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to have a chest that I have to put a sign on, because that's the only way I know
what's in
what
it.
The crap is in there. Yeah, sure, the paintings and pictures is fine and dandy, but you know what? I would like to build a closet for my clothes. I would like to build a pantry for my food stuffs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give me different options so I don't just have 400 chests sitting around. Who makes 400 chests? No one here has 400 chests in their house to store all the crap. I mean, I do have a lot of those plastic containers, which are like chests. But still, I have closets. I have beds where I can put crap under it. How about we let me store crap under my bed? And then in my fridge, and in my pantry.
How angry you've made us.
And then like a desk. How about a desk? Because we do write stuff. We in our ink sacks could go in there. Different storage.
Yeah.
And that's what I think.
Moving on.
Pull that out. It's an episode.
I like that one. I like that one where you said fridges. That's pretty good too.
Pretty good. So.
All right, giant saplings. Anybody Want giant saplings? Oops, that's the person's name. Okay, sorry. giant sapling wants a giant sapling. Whoa, oh, wouldn't that be weird?
That's odd.
That's so meta.
What if they wanted a tiny sapling?
I think you just broke the internet.
Sorry.
Oh. I'm going to kill myself. Live on the internet.
So giant sapling
this
actually
is a long
wants,
one. You want me to read it for you?
Yeah, that's a okay. lot of words in there.
So giant sapling wants tiny saplings. That's odd. No. Goes on to say, I think that arrows and torches need to be spiced up a little bit. It'd be cool if you could dye them. And arrows would only affect players not wearing the same dyed armor. Leather, I think, is dyeable. Also, it would be amazing if arrows could be doused in potions and gain their effect. Even torches could be enchantable to heal teammates or damage enemies or any other nasty effects for that matter. Thanks for reading. Love the show. Giant Sapling, ruin their dreams, Maz. Go.
I think I like the I'll start with something positive. I like the second one about putting some effects on the arrows, maybe yeah. having some, like, you know, flame arrows and that kind of business. Get some water arrows to take into the nether for the magma cubes and the blazes and stuff. That'd be cool. Mm-hmm. I think the idea about the colored arrow not affecting colored armor is donkey donk, because when's an arrow going to go, uh-oh, I'm blue as well. I'm not going to penetrate that. Whoa. It just doesn't make any sense to me. But I do. I'm all for getting some fire arrows in there, and you could make a stack of them. Yeah, that'll be cool.
And
another use for the forge, maybe.
And the potions, yeah. like another reason to actually make potions.
Yeah, and yeah. also yeah. like the being able to dye torches. Like I could totally have some mood lighting in my place if yep. I could dye torches.
Yeah,
or I like dye that. Glowstone.
Yeah, dye. I think you dye the glowstone and make that would be cool.
Yeah.
Isn't it time for lanterns? I mean, lanterns were going to be in the Halloween update how many years ago?
Yeah.
Like, so now we have stained glass. So wouldn't it be easy to make a lantern with the stained glass? Now you have your mood lighting for whatever color it is. Yeah, you can yeah. carry it or make a lamp, either one.
Like, hang it, take it off. Hang it, take it off. That'd be cool.
Minecraft 2.0, we're going to have some lava lamps.
Yeah. yeah, I think you're lying about that. I think you're.
I might be.
He's the lion
man.
King.
Man, yeah.
Well done, giant sapling. I enjoy that one.
Yeah.
Shall we
That's
move
a good
on?
One. So is that good? Is that a ding?
It's a partial.
Yeah, I enjoyed the parts of that I enjoyed.
Yeah.
okay. Well, good. Next one,
Mr. Drunk UK wants better boats. And bows. A harder boat, like an iron boat, that will be very hard to destroy. And a diamond boat that is indestructible. Also, okay, hang on, before we get to the bows, what do we think of that?
I don't think anything in the game should be indestructible.
But I do think we need to just make boats in general harder to break.
Like, yeah. Like, I don't want to breathe on my wooden boat and it falls apart.
Yeah, or hit a squid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, until you put the giant squids in the game, how about we have my boat kill the squid instead?
Yeah.
It's a freaking squid.
I think
squid.
The boats shouldn't fall apart. That would be great. I think we spoke many episodes ago about some iron boats being used for, like, traversing through lava and stuff. I don't mind that idea.
Yeah.
Iron that would heat up
who's
really
gonna,
fast?
Who's going to build a diamond boat? I mean, really. Well, you know, like the hull of a
well, and,
ship.
And also diamond is more dense than water, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it so. Wouldn't exactly float in water.
yeah.
Diamond things are a bit silly. So I think we're all good on the boats thing. Also, they need to add more bows to the Minecraft archery arsenal. Perhaps an auto bow, autobot bow that costs diamonds and more arrows. You mean like a turret? Is that what he means?
Man, for a second there, I thought you were actually saying this should be in the game, and I was like, what has Maz been smoking?
No, this is the second half of the... yeah.
No, I don't know.
Like,
yeah. I mean...
Well, I saw Autobot, and I thought he was like talking Optimus Prime. I'm like, hell yeah, yeah. We need some Optimus Prime in Minecraft.
Roll out!
okay, Autobots, not GoBots. I was about to get Autobots. Offended. I was about to get offended.
Maybe, yeah. maybe a compromise would be you can equip a snow golem with a bow, and instead of firing snowballs, it will actually deal some damage to things that come near it.
So and just a little inside, because we've been around the block in the Minecraft world for a while.
Haven't we just?
About the time that Jeb took over for Notch, we actually talked to them, and they actually said that they don't want any more weapons.
Yeah.
Like, they were basically done putting weapons into the game at that point. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And whatever reason, I think that's fine, but also, I think it's also, like, one of the big things about Minecraft that people love is the customization. Being able to change your avatar. Being able to change your world, right?
Yeah.
So isn't that just kind of an extension of that? Being able to carry around a halberd versus a sword or a crossbow instead of a bow. Hell, make these things do the same damage or whatever as the sword. So all it is just a look.
Yeah.
Different. I'm fine with that. But I would love to see more items in the game like that. Just customization, things looking cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think, I mean, making a bow, if you used wool block in the middle instead of the, you know, you got three wood in a triangle, if the wool block was in the middle, then you could have a different colored, like, intricacies on the bow might be a thing. I think, yeah, looking different's nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd like, in the chat room, a nun take nooser name. A nun take nooser name. Said
a nun taken username.
Whatever. I want my boat to transform and beat people up. That's an awesome idea, right? Yeah.
Transform boats. Boop, boop, boop,
boop. Yeah.
Ooh, more than meets the eye.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a good one. Let's do that one. Disguise.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, so we pretty much did we douse the dreams of Mr. Dunnock, Drunkuck, UK?
Only partially. I think partially. We want boats to be not stupid.
Mm-hmm. There we go. So Mads thinks your idea is stupid, and we could make it better. am I right there?
That's right. Okay. That's right. So this one, overbaked potato. He wants bluestone.
We want overbaked potatoes in every episode.
I know.
Every episode. He's submitting this idea.
He submits a lot of stuff.
It's an overbaked idea.
Oh.
This guy.
Well, let's read it before.
This guy knows what it's all about. Loud. He gets shot down every week, and every week he's back with something new.
Yeah.
Right.
What's he got this time?
He says, I think there should be a type of redstone that could be placed in water or possibly in the air, like tripwire. This would make redstoners live easier and add more complex redstone creations.
No.
Lives. Lives.
Lives. Whatever. Yeah, make their lives easier.
They could live easier, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Through living, their lives are easier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So basically he wants redstone that you can put underwater, so like heavy dust that you can run electricity underwater.
Like, y'all remember magic dust?
What's that?
Right? You would pour it into water. And it would like go bloop, 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 make like little castles and stuff.
Oh.
But then you'd dip it out and it'd be all sand again.
Oh, yeah. Dry.
Yeah. Magic dust, something like that.
That's right.
I don't know why it would have to make little castles and crap under the water. But
it's like coated in something, I guess, so that it can be underwater.
Glass tube, rubber.
Well, need rubber trees? Not into it because I like to think of redstone as Minecraft's version of electricity, and unless you're going to kill all of the squids under the water when you attach redstone to the ocean, I'm not into it. I mean, we can't conduct electricity underwater now, can we, in real life?
Yeah, well, we actually send the internet. Yeah, that's how, like, we get it over to you.
That's how we're talking to you right now.
I mean, they have these big wires that just go underwater. There was
rubber.
One actually that was cut over in the Mediterranean, and that caused big issues for a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like
Malaysian Airlines.
Yeah. But that takes governments to do, and not just one little guy called Steve. So
that's right. I don't see any real reason why not to have these. I kind of like it.
Yeah.
I'm not a redstoner, so I don't care either way.
And I have to admit, it would have made some simple things that I was trying to make a lot easier if I could have run the redstone underwater.
Well, so do the blocks not work like that? The redstone blocks? Do those conduct?
Never, Oh, the actual redstone blocks themselves.
Yeah, do those conduct?
I never tried.
Can you put those next to each other?
you can just stack them in by hand.
So can you just do that underwater, just as long as you wanted to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Your ideas are in the game. Once again, another idea heard here is in the game.
And of course, now you can do wireless redstone very easily, but not in survival.
Yeah, Wi-Fi is in the game as well.
You can't do it in survival because you can't access a command block in survival. But you know, in creative mode, of course, you could do wireless stuff. So
yeah,
I don't know what to think over baked potato. We're on the fence.
I'm going with it's already in the game.
And Brent just dashed your dreams. Sorry.
So it's a great idea. I know it's a great idea. Honestly, the developers thought it was a great idea too. So they
introduced redstone blocks.
So take your time machine back a couple of years and then suggest the idea then.
There you go. Do that. Use redstone to make that happen.
Maybe he did. Maybe that's why it's in the game.
Maybe we're just now seeing it in the dock.
Maybe.
It's true, huh? How old is this? Well, then, that is that.
That is that.
And Dumb. This is this. Huh?
That's that beautiful bean footage that we play nearly end of every show. I don't know. Let us know in the comments what you thought about the show without a guest. Maybe we'll just never have guests on anymore.
Yeah.
Not saying that our last guest killed us or anything, and I'd never have a guest again.
No, it's just been a laid-back show, you know? Yeah. Just kind of just us. You get us four hanging out.
Chill. I think there was a lot of shame in this episode.
No shame. And I do, last episode got more hits than a lot of our past episodes in the past.
Got more comments too,
but it was a lot of people who I think don't like Sir Fedora for whatever reason, and then came and watched the show because he was on it to make negative comments to him. And I think that's just stupid. I think that's just lame. That's just a net bully, and
there are much better ways to waste your time than.
I was going to say it's just a waste of everybody's time.
Yeah. But thanks for the view.
We do want you to come and watch.
If you want to come to my channel and hate on my videos, that's fine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, watch them as much as you like.
Yeah.
So, but we do appreciate y'all watching the show and being here live. Come every week.
Is there a questions section? Is there a place for people to ask us questions? Maybe listener contributions.
Yeah. Okay. Good place any old question. Doesn't even have to be related to Minecraft. Just any question?
Oh yeah.
You
do.
Know what? To make it easier for you, put all your ideas in a comment on this video if you're watching it on YouTube. If you're listening to it on the podcast, you know where to go: submit.deadworkers.com, and you can submit your ideas. But if you're watching it right now on YouTube, just put your idea down in the chat room. Our chat room in the comments. And we'll glance over, and if we see any good ideas, we'll put them in the show next week.
Yeah.
And if they're not so great, we'll give them the buzz.
But we'll put them into the show anyway, just so we can make fun of you live.
I need a big
live.
Gong or something. Gong.
Yeah, we get a big gong here or something.
And next week, Maz will have another winner for the shark competition. Shark.deadworkers.com to find out more about the contest. You two could win a signed book from the Minecraft Book Writer Guy dudes. Or
for you guys who don't know what Shart is, don't Google it. We'll just tell you now. It's Shaft Fan Art.
There you go.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Or go to shark.deadworkers.com. But we also have some plushies the Jazzwares gave us that we're going to be giving away.
Yeah,
we got them. We'll put them in a loot crate box and send it to you, and
you'll be so fooled.
Yeah,
you will be fooled.
Oh, Tupac Shakur wanted to say something at the outro. He has three words for us.
Big.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Wow.
Isn't that what Tupac would say?
I imagine so. Wow.
Dead Workers Party Network. We're serious about The Shaft.